If you appreciate Issues Etc., our 24/7 music and talk stations, and our daily verse-by-verse Bible study, The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, please include a bequest in your will or trust for these worldwide media resources. Bequests aren't subject to federal tax or capital gains taxes. Ensure your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren the opportunity to listen by including a bequest in your will or trust for Issues Etc., Lutheran Public Radio, and The Word of the Lord Endures Forever. Well, all throughout 2021, we played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We kept track of which soundbites got the most votes, and on this Friday, January the 7th, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year for 2021. We got the top vote getters, 5 soundbites. We're going to play them for you, and as usual, your vote will decide which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. The listener with the best vote gets all 12 of the 2021 Issues Etc. books of the month. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. That number, 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number one comes from Pastor Peter Bender. Here it is. How Handel's Messiah Proclaims the Gospel.
The famous Christmas chorus, "For unto us a child is born," from Messiah. I can remember reading some musicologists say that because Handel was a German, he didn't really understand the English language well enough to grasp that certain words should be emphasized and syllables over others. So in this chorus was cited as an example of how the German Handel didn't get it right with the English of this particular text. Because you will know it is, you know, "For unto us a child is for unto us a child." But when I listened to that text, and as a young Lutheran, and then as I was growing up, I realized exactly what Handel was doing. He continually was underscoring the words for us, "for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." Those two words, "for us," embody our Lutheran understanding of the blessed exchange that Christ was born and died for us, taking our place. So I don't think the musicologists had it right. I think that Handel had an intentionality about how he arranged the particular motif in that chorus.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Peter Bender, "How Handel's Messiah Proclaims the Gospel." Vote for that to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number two, Kevin McCrary, "Abortion is systemically racist."
Social justice is not compatible with a biblical commitment. CRT, critical race theory, is not compatible with a biblical commitment at all. And neither is liberation theology. But right now, today, we have a lot of Christians that somehow feel that it's important to embrace, you know, these antithetical views. Here's a case in point. Abortion is the epitome of systemic racism. And yet, you have people, black people, who would stand up and say that they reject and completely abhor racism while standing for abortion. Now, the reason why I say it's the epitome of systemic racism is it was literally started, as we all know, via Margaret Sanger. And one of her famous quotes is, "Shh, we don't want the word to get out that we want to completely exterminate the Negro population." That's a Margaret Sanger's quote. So that was right when she was starting Planned Parenthood. And that was the goal. That was the intent. That intent is unfortunately masterfully unfolded. And the result is 40% of all abortions in America are black children. When you think about blacks only make up 3% of an effective demographic for Planned Parenthood, that everybody should be insulted and everybody should be able to see that this is a systemically racist organization and industry targeting explicitly the black community. When I see these things, it's just mind-blowing how we embrace such a systemically racist paradigm under the auspices of a gospel or a social justice gospel.
That is soundbite number two, Kevin McGarry. Abortion is systemically racist. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the year, you need to vote 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Soundbite number three comes from Josh Pauling. Here he is trying to explain how students reconcile their militancy with their belief that truth is relative.
This is the big conundrum. And I think there's a few things at work. One is logical consistency to the postmodern isn't the most important thing. So raising that point might not get you very far with the average student. But second, I think what's interestingly happened here is that sort of in an interesting twist, postmodernism's deconstruction of truth and narratives and sort of the ascension of moral relativism in years past has left room for now a sort of a new ascension of one remaining narrative that's taken as capital T true. And that would be the narrative of the oppressed and the oppressor, power dynamics, especially as they play out along identity categories, race, gender, and sexuality lines. That's really the one category left, victim and victimizer, powerful and powerless. And this is the lens through which everything is viewed. So it's sort of an interesting twist, and I'm not sure exactly how to crack that nut, but I think part of it is postmodernism in its sort of rejection of truth overall has left this one area of truth remaining, and that's the lens of power.
Soundbite number three, Josh Pauling, how students reconcile their militancy with their belief that truth is relative. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. You can vote for that one, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Here's soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Roseborough, the danger of separating the Holy Spirit from water baptism.
Scripture is clear. In Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, the people, after hearing the preaching of the Apostle Peter, it says that they were cut to the heart, and they said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And so you'll note that Peter puts the receiving of the Holy Spirit as normatively in the waters of baptism. And when you separate those two things, then you create a second baptism. But Paul's very clear in the book of Ephesians that there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father of all. And so when you separate the work of the Holy Spirit and the receiving of the Holy Spirit from the waters of baptism, then you open yourself up to the false teaching of the Pentecostal and charismatic movement that you can be a Christian but not have the Holy Spirit, that you can be a Christian and not have the power of the Holy Spirit, and that you have to seek after this other thing, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and then you're off to the races. You do not think that you have the Holy Spirit, and you open yourselves up to these false teachers regarding the work of the Holy Spirit.
That is Pastor Chris Roseborough with soundbite number four, the danger of separating the Holy Spirit from water baptism. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year, and your votes decide which of these will be the soundbite of the year. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. We have one more soundbite to play for you, and after we've played it, we'll take a break, and then we'll start taking your phone calls, 1-877-623-6943. That soundbite is soundbite number five. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, is your faith strong enough?
I remember I was talking to Linda, who was dying. I might have told you this story before, because she was dying, and she told me, Pastor, Linda always thought that her faith was just something that her kind of parents gave to her. She was never quite sure that her faith was strong enough. She always worried that if she would have been born in a different family, she wouldn't have faith, this kind of thing. And she told me she was dying, Pastor, I just don't think my faith is strong enough to save me. And I said, well, Linda, I think you could be right. Your faith might not be strong enough to save you, but your Jesus is strong enough to save you. He's strong enough to forgive your sins. He's strong enough to bring you from death to life. He's strong enough to purify you and cleanse you and make you holy and pure and to bring you to himself in heaven. And your Jesus, who is strong to save, has said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could tell the mountain to go for a swim. And Linda says, oh, Pastor, you got me there. Now, this is the point, is our faith is not in our faith. Our faith is in Jesus. And the strength of our faith completely depends on the strength of the object of our faith.
That is soundbite number 5. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, is your faith strong enough? You've heard the 5 soundbites that are up for soundbite of the year. Now it's your turn. Your votes by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Will it be soundbite number 1, Pastor Peter Bender on how Handel proclaims the gospel, Kevin McCary on abortion being systemically racist, Josh Pauling on how students reconcile militancy with their relative view of truth, Pastor Chris Roseboro on the danger of separating the Holy Spirit from baptism, or Pastor Wolfmiller, is your faith strong enough? Is James' teaching on faith, works, and justification reconcilable with the rest of Scripture? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January is the new Concordia Commentary on James. It's written by Issues Etc. guest Dr. Curtis Giese. The Concordia Commentary on James is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. The Concordia Commentary on James, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
Did you know that many LCMS military personnel and their families are unable to receive Word and Sacrament ministry due to the lack of LCMS chaplains? Ministry to the Armed Forces is looking for pastors who will answer the call to serve as a chaplain to provide Word and Sacrament ministry to the men and women who selflessly serve our nation. Find out more about this exciting ministry by contacting me, Chaplain Craig Mueller, at lcmschaps@lcms.org. That is lcmschaps@lcms.org.
Expert guests, expansive topics, extolling Christ. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you know a child with autism, dyslexia, ADHD, or Down syndrome? Do you have a student who needs an effective yet more gently paced education? We invite you to visit simplyclassical.com for a complete academic curriculum rooted in the truth of God's Word, the mercy of forgiveness, and the peace of Christ. From Memoria Press, simplyclassical.com, promo code LPR22.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people, and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
We are playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year on this Friday, January the 7th, and it's time to hear your votes after you've heard the soundbites. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. And the listener with the best vote gets all 12 of the Issues Etc. 2021 Books of the Month. 1-877-623-6943. Let's go first to Emily in Papillion, Nebraska. Hi, Emily.
Hi. I'd like to vote for soundbite number 5, Pastor Wolfmiller's message about the sufficiency of our faith because of who Jesus is and what he's done for us. I personally need to be reminded of this continually. And so I'm really thankful for the faithful pastors in my life and also those that I've heard on Issues Etc. to remind me of this basic tenet of the Lutheran faith. Thank you so much.
Emily, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Nebraska. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE. Here's Linnea in Wilmore, Kentucky. Hi, Linnea.
Hi. I'd like to vote for soundbite number 4, Pastor Chris Roseboro. Baptism seems to be such a puzzle for so many professing Christians, but Chris Roseboro is always so good about teaching it and making it so understandable.
Thank you, Linnea. I agree. Chris is one of the best teachers we have. 1-877-623-6943. Trevor in Cary, North Carolina. My vote is for Pastor Wolfmiller. His simple message of Jesus' strength is both timely and timeless. It rings just as true for my questioning and curious teenager currently going through confirmation as it does for my aging parents For me, it's a gentle reminder of the size of life's everyday challenges when compared to our Lord. Praise God that our salvation is not based on the strength of our faith, but on Jesus' strength and the certainty of his promises. Thanks for listening in North Carolina, Trevor. Elise listens in Canada. Kevin McCary, abortion is systemically racist. I think it's a quote that everyone needs to know. It's disgusting. People turn a blind eye to this evil. Elise, thank you for your vote. Here's Aaron in Gwinner, North Dakota. My 10-year-old son, Andrew, wants to vote for Soundbite of the Year. His choice is number 5 by Pastor Wolf Miller. He said he chose that soundbite because it is comforting. Even if you aren't strong and you don't feel your faith is strong, Jesus is strong. He is always there for you. Aaron, thank you very much. And Andrew, thank you for your vote.
Hi, this is Kim from Kettering, Ohio. I wanted to vote for the soundbite of the year for Pastor Brian Wolfmuller. All of the soundbites were awesome, and it was an all-star lineup. But not to be punny, but it kind of gave me an epiphany. It was one of those things that you experience when talking to people about faith, but you're not sure how to put it into words. So just demonstrating that the object of your faith is more important than the strength of your faith, I thought it was a great way of putting it. So voting for Pastor Brian Wolfmuller. Thanks.
Hi, this is Joseph from Sussex, Wisconsin. I am voting for soundbite number 5 with Pastor Brian Wolfmuller. When we are facing challenges, especially at the end of our lives, we're going to be looking back to see all the things that we've done and left undone. And to have that comfort that Jesus died for us will help us die well, and that we can have the assurance to be with him for all eternity. Thank you.
And thank you for those votes. Scott in Bryan, Texas says, Chris Roseborough is the reason I learned about Lutheran doctrine. His teaching on Acts 2 about baptism got me really studying what baptism actually is. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller's ministry is the reason I became a Lutheran. His point is that our faith isn't strong enough, but our Jesus is. Isn't something that we heard in the Baptist church. But I think I'm going to have to vote for Pastor Bender. His point about Handel's Messiah emphasizing the 4U of the gospel is what I always needed, but was the 4U is the comfort I've always needed, but was sadly missing in our Baptist church. Scott, thanks for listening in Texas. Joe listens in Canada. He says, hello. It's a tough one between Pastor Chris Roseborough and Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, but I have to go with Pastor Brian on the strength of our faith. Truly, it is only Jesus. Thanks for all the hard work you do. And thank you for listening and for listening up there in Canada, Joe. Brian listens in Wisconsin. He says, I'd like to vote for number 5, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. Is your faith strong enough? I'm choosing this one because it addresses a key issue in our church today. And let's get one in from Denver, where Lois says, it is soundbite number 2. I'm from Denver, Colorado. I need to acknowledge the Holy Spirit is given to me, lives in my heart, and is available when I need his presence to deal with the world's false beliefs. I can rely on the Spirit to give me the words I need to explain how much God loves us, how he sacrificed his only son to redeem us, and the promise of eternal life with him when Jesus returns to raise all believers, taking them home to heaven. Lois, thank you very much, and thank you for listening there in Denver.
This is Sean from Statesville, North Carolina. For soundbite of the year, I vote for soundbite number 5 with Pastor Wolfmuller. At the end of the soundbite, he says that the strength of our faith completely depends on the strength of the object of our faith, which is Christ. Our salvation is not dependent on the strength of our faith itself, but in Christ and the Holy Spirit that gives us that faith. When life gets hard and I'm doubting why Christ would forgive the sins of someone like me, I usually cry out the words from the father of the boy with the unclean spirit in Mark 9. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Thank you.
Thank you. Ann is listening in Crestwood, Missouri. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Pastor. If you can give me theology in a nutshell, I have a better chance of sharing it with other people, and that's what Brian Wolfmuller does here. So I vote for number 5.
All right, Ann, thank you very much. That was short and sweet and right to the point. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE. Landon listens in Evansville, Indiana. He says, I'm voting for soundbite number 5, Pastor Brian Wolfmuller. Is your faith strong enough? I know several people, both cultural Christians and word faith types, who incorrectly place the emphasis on their self-perceived strong faith rather than Christ. The way Pastor Wolf Miller explained that concept in a single sentence was very helpful. Thanks for all you guys do, and thank you for listening in Indiana. Steve listens in Port Washington, Wisconsin. I will vote for soundbite number 4 by Pastor Wolf Miller. Pastor Bender's comments on Handel's Messiah regarding what God has done for us is comforting, but without faith in these words, where is the comfort? Mr. McGarry's comment on abortion is spot on, but what gives us the confidence that he is correct? Is it not faith in God telling us that you shall not kill? The same can be said for Pastor Pauling and Pastor Rosebro's comments. They are all very valid and correct points, but we know this because our faith in what God has told us through his word and sending his son as our savior. Our faith is not in our faith, but in Christ. Thanks for a great year of programming. Steve, thank you for listening in Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Jake from Redding, California, and I'm voting for the sound bite of the year. It was really difficult to choose between these 5 sound bites because they're all great. In particular, I really enjoy the social commentary sound bites in general just because they're a great counterweight to the kind of the world's ideology. And I also really enjoy anything Pastor Chris Rosebro does because I actually follow him, his YouTube channel, Fighting for the Faith. But I have to vote for Pastor Brian Wolf Miller's soundbite because I think we all struggle with that, those doubts every once in a while that, you know, that make us say, is my faith genuine? Is this real? Or am I one of those wolves in sheep's clothing? Am I, you know, one of the ones that's going to say, Lord, Lord, and not actually be called in the last, you know, the last day? But he makes it very clear, like, the Lord is who gives us faith, right? It's not our faith that saves us. It's the Lord who gives us the gift of faith. And I think that's a great thing to know for ourselves and also for people we're talking to if they've fallen away from the church or are disillusioned. It's like you can be upset with God, but that doesn't mean your faith is in doubt. You can have challenges and doubts and questions, but your faith, God provides it, Jesus provides it, and that's such a good message. And so, hands down, I've got to vote for Pastor Brian Wolf Miller.
Thank you for your vote. Hillary listens in Canada. Some days all I can muster is a mustard seed. So thank you, Pastor Wolf Miller, for reminding us that it is not our faith, but the object of our faith, Jesus Christ. God bless you, says Hillary. Gina says, tough match, but I feel like 5. For me, it cuts out the noise of the world and hits me straight in the heart. They are all valuable and wonderful, though, and your show is truly a gift. Gina, thank you for your kind words. Alice listens in Indiana. Couldn't break the tie. I like Bender's about the Messiah and Pastor Wolf Miller's about faith. Both resonated so well on important truths stressed by we Lutherans. It's good to be reminded often. Alexander listens in Watseka, Illinois. He says, all the sound bites this year were profound, but I must choose one. I vote for soundbite number 5, Pastor Wolf Miller. Is your faith strong enough? The other sound bites dealt well with cultural and theological issues, but Wolf Miller's teaching gets at the heart of what gives every believer hope, even in the midst of cultural and theological turmoil. Christ, the only object of our faith, wins over evil, death, and the devil. He alone is the answer to all the trials of this life, even doubt. Alexander, thank you very much for that vote. Mark in New Mexico says, I cast my vote for Pastor Wolf Miller's soundbite. It so well captures the Christian faith. We trust in Christ alone. We are in Christ. We do not trust in ourselves or in our having some faith substance in us that is strong enough to be saved. That is a teaching that we see in so many churches around us and hear from others we know who profess the Christian faith. We see that in ourselves too, don't we? Yet we cry out like the father of the convulsing boy in Mark 9, I believe, help my unbelief. I also love Pastor Bender's soundbite on Handel's Messiah resounding the news that this child, Jesus, was born unto us. It is this Jesus who has given to us, who died for us, who intercedes for us, in whom we are to trust instead of ourselves or horses or princes or any created thing. Happy and blessed New Year and blessed Epiphany to you. Please continue the great service of LPR and its programming. It's been a boon to my learning about the church, God's word, and the issues of these times in light of Holy Scripture.
This is Paul in Milwaukee nominating a soundbite of the year, the best of the best. May we take the soundbite job seriously, comparing the candidates, not just advocating the one that we like on one hearing. In reverse order, number five is good, but it does beg the question of further dialogue between pastor and dying parishioner. A runner-up. Number four, CR, true to his pathologist calling, does well in identifying rejections of true baptism, but might have included the positions of some of the Reformed and their rationalism, e.g., the age of accountability in baptism. Number three has the disadvantage of dealing with an issue that may be less understood by the older than those with children in school or the students themselves. Good soundbite as socialism is in the schools, all levels, all subjects. Number two, listen closely. Systematic abortion did not start, stop, or fully develop with Ms. Sanger, another runner-up. My vote, then, is for number one, full disclosure by my principal pastor, for us, quote-unquote, in George Frederick Handel, Messiah, essential teaching for Christians, confessional Lutherans included. CF Romans 8. The German Handel, British citizen, had been in England 30 years when he composed the Messiah in English in a matter of 3.5 weeks. Thanks for listening.
All right, let's see who else we have here. Mark in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. My vote is for soundbite number five. I live with a chronic illness that will likely one day take my life. So my thoughts bend toward home. But I am weak, I have doubts, and the devil often reminds me of my many sins. I need words of comfort and assurance that will carry me and pastoral care that will shepherd me, a weak man home. I found that in my pastor's faithful proclamation and distribution of God's gifts of forgiveness and life, for me, Pastor Wolfmiller's soundbite exemplifies the importance of pastoral care both now and in our dying hours. Mark, thank you for listening in South Dakota. Lake in Oakton, Virginia says, first, they are all excellent sound bites. Thank you for sharing them. My vote is for number five for a simple reason. It speaks to and assuages my own doubts. We have wife and husband votes from Finland. Johanna says, I'm voting from Finland. It was five good sound bites. I vote for number five because it is clear and very necessary for Christians to hear today. And Patrick says, greetings from Finland. I agree with my wife that all the sound bites are really good, and I will also go for number five simply because it is the gospel that so many need to hear today, even among lifelong Christians, especially for everyone in more pietistically colored faiths.
Hi, my name is Kurt, and I would like to put in my vote for soundbite of the year. That would be Pastor Wolfmiller on Is My Faith Strong Enough? I appreciated his commentary on this because quite often we are told by evangelicals that your faith is not strong enough. In Pastor Wolfmiller's comments, he says, you're right, it's not strong enough, but Jesus makes our faith strong. He's the one that we are dependent on. Thank you.
Thank you for your vote. Gary listens in France. He says, Pastor Wolfmiller's soundbite offers the comfort that being saved by faith is not a faith that the Christian wells up in himself. It is a confidence in Christ who has already done everything to save us. And Melody in Virginia says, it's a tie between Pastor Bender and Kevin McGarry. I can't decide. I am no help, she says. Kim in Ocean View, New Jersey says, excellent. I'm glad I listened to them. My vote is for soundbite number five, Pastor Wolfmiller, because it is the most profound reassurance that Jesus has me, holds me, now and until the hour of death. God be praised. The truth, I am God's because of Christ and not because of me. Thank you, Pastor, says Kim in New Jersey. Michael in Natoma, Kansas says, I vote for Pastor Bender. Number one, his excellent point regarding the wording of Handel's Messiah is something I've never considered. He points out the wonderful Lutheran theology of the for you that is the gospel. Who knew that so many Christians and non-Christians were singing along to Lutheran theology in the popular chorus? Robbie listens in Arlington, Minnesota. I have a tough time deciding between four and five. I think my vote will be for Pastor Wolfmiller. What I find assuring is that my faith, as Jesus says, and as Pastor Wolfmiller points out, it is only needs to be the size of a mustard seed.
Hi, this is Julie, Kansas City, Missouri. I vote for Kevin McGarry. The comment about abortion is quintessentially systemically racist. So it was just so harshly and perfectly put. And the quote by Margaret Sanger, I'm going to have to go back and memorize that. So thanks a lot. Y'all have a great new year. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thanks for listening and for your vote. Let's see. Logan listens in Minnesota. My vote goes to number five. One thing that I sometimes struggle with is whether or not I've done enough or whether or not I have enough faith. And as soon as I hear the comforting words that Jesus is always enough, I'm always relieved to hear that it's not up to me and it's not what I do for God. It's what God has done for me. Pastor Wolf Miller always makes it clear and easy to understand just how easy it is. No matter how big or small it is still enough for Jesus. Tina listens in Kenya. Pastor Wolf Miller gets my vote. In a little over 1 minute's time, he simply and beautifully was able to lay out all the assurance of eternal life that is given to us solely by Jesus. Mary is in Newton, North Carolina. Mary says, my vote this week goes to Pastor Bender on how beautifully handled emphasizes those most comforting words, for unto us. Christ's substitutionary death for us is the basis and foundation of all the church's rich hymnody and music. As a young organist who loves Philip Nicolai's hymns and would love the joy of eternal life, the series with Pastor Peter Bender on the theology of worship has been extremely beneficial, very encouraging, and helps me grow in my appreciation and love of our Lutheran liturgy and rich hymns. Thanks for all that you do. Keep these types of series coming. Mary, thank you for listening in North Carolina. Jan is in Monticello, Illinois. Jan says, I vote for soundbite number five with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. First, he speaks to many people, even if they don't speak out loud, before they are taking their last breath. Linda not only speaks what many people face when the end of life is near, but also for people who are facing life's challenges that seem to have no answer or they cannot see an ending to their problems. Without faith in Jesus, there is no hope, no strength, no salvation, no way to get up and face the next minute, hour, day, or new year with true hope. Faith in Jesus means you have all you need to get through life's most challenging moments. He did it all by dying for all. That says it all for any moment or day. Jan, thanks for listening in Illinois. Cheryl says, I'm voting for soundbite number one, Pastor Peter Bender, how Handel's Messiah proclaims the gospel. The music underscores for us the blessed exchange, born and died for us. This reminds me of the Nicene Creed's who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man. And the chorus, number 46 of Handel's Messiah, since by man came death, by a man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. I have many memories of singing God's word. Cheryl, thank you for your vote. Let's see. This is Carol in Ridgefield, Connecticut. She says, I vote for number five, Pastor Wolf Miller's quote regarding faith. Life is full of difficulties, and in a COVID world especially so. Often we hear the unhelpful, God doesn't give you any more than you can handle. As Pastor Wolf Miller points out, it's not about me, but Jesus, the object of my faith. If it was up to me, I'd fall flat on my face. Pastor's quote addresses everything, doesn't it? Life now, no matter what happens, and life to come after our Lord brings us home. We can trust him with all of it. What a wonderful gift. As someone who was raised in the Baptist church where there was a tension regarding not having a strong enough faith, I especially appreciate Pastor Wolf Miller's Lutheran perspective. Well, that brings us to the end of our votes. And according to your votes, soundbite of the year is soundbite number five, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller. Is your faith strong enough?
I remember I was talking to Linda, who was dying. I might have told you this story before, because she was dying and she told me, Pastor, Linda always thought that her faith was just something that her kind of parents gave to her. She was never quite sure that her faith was strong enough. She always worried that if she would have been born in a different family, she wouldn't have faith, this kind of thing. And she told me she was dying, Pastor, I just don't think my faith is strong enough to save me. And I said, well, Linda, I think you could be right. Your faith might not be strong enough to save you. But your Jesus is strong enough to save you. He's strong enough to forgive your sins. He's strong enough to bring you from death to life. He's strong enough to purify you and cleanse you and make you holy and pure and to bring you to himself in heaven. And your Jesus, who is strong to save, has said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could tell the mountain to go for a swim. And Linda says, oh, Pastor, you got me there. Now, this is the point, is our faith is not in our faith. Our faith is in Jesus. And the strength of our faith completely depends on the strength of the object of our faith.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Year, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller. Is your faith strong enough? Well, thanks to everybody who voted. Aaron in Gwinner, along with Andrew, gets all 12 of the books of the month for 2021. And Mary, since you asked, in Newton, you will get The Joy of Eternal Life by Philip Nicolai. If you would send your mailing address and your shirt size to talkback@issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. They support almost 200 chaplains who represent the church on active duty, the reserves, the National Guard, and Civil Air Patrol. Find out more about their work at lcms.org/armed forces. Serving those who serve, LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces, lcms.org/armed forces. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the persecution of Christians in India with Dr. Victor Raj. We'll continue our historic liturgy series talking with Pastors Will Whedon and John Denzer about the Introit, and we will find out from Pastor Peter Bender what Lutherans can learn from the Benedict option. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Jesus the Good Shepherd says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life." We invite you to join us as we listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow him who gives us eternal life. Sunday worship services at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible class at 10:30, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri, on the web at goodshepherdarnold.org. That's goodshepherdarnold.org.
Unshaken from Psalm 16:8 is the theme for the 44th academic year at Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. We engage young adults in a Christ-centered environment, delivering academic excellence and encouraging spiritual growth. Please help us provide tuition assistance to more students by making a tax-deductible gift at melhs.org and click on the support page. Or call me, Dr. J. Krause, principal, at 618-656-0043.